All right, I'd like to welcome tourism expert Jasmine Opperman. How are you, Jasmine?
Hi.
It's lovely to speak to you again. Jasmine, tell us, as a tourism expert, what do you think we need to know and what do we need to know about the Sri Lanka bomb attacks?
Tell me, is the line clear? Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, very clearly.
Good. I think what is important is to take a step back here. People are not looking at the broader picture. We have to look at the Islamic State in the post-caliphate phase. The Islamic State has, against all odds, succeeded in rebranding, remotivating, and rejuvenating itself. And people underestimated that. Al-Baghdadi is in full control of the Islamic State. Let me make that clear. He is directing operations. They have been calling for attacks against churches for a long time. And the attack in Sri Lanka is a prime example of how they used a local proxy to direct attack with foreign fighters and to do it with preciseness and with extreme sophistication. And my bad news to your listeners this morning, there is more to come. And Europe at this point in time, if keep on saying we are safe, I will not be so sure about that. Because of about 50,000 fighters still available to them, the ability to execute attacks from outside the Middle East clearly, is sending a message.
And that's what makes this very terrifying, you know, when you have terrorism experts giving these very, very dire warnings and saying that there is more to come. And yet you've got the BBC, you've got top news sites, you've got Fox and CNN, and they're saying how ISIS has been decimated. ISIS doesn't exist. And all the time in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, but all these fighters are just returning home. What they're doing is they're taking it to the rest of the world.
They are doing it. Yeah, I think, and that is the problem we're sitting with. I think we're not seeing the woods here. We're seeing the trees, the isolated incident. In Africa, Islamic State West Africa is one of the most active groups. In Libya, they've executed two attacks quite recently. In Saudi Arabia, although they failed for the first time in 4 years, we've seen an attack. And, sadly, for the developing world, they are more vulnerable to these types of attacks. But ISIS as a terror organization since 2016 has been preparing itself for the post-caliphate phase. And this we need to understand.
So what does that actually mean? Help us to understand it. What do you mean by post-caliphate phase? What does that mean?
It means simply that al-Baghdadi on al-Furqan has released a message to its followers not to get too attached to the caliphate. That the state has been called, that it has been a great victory for them, yes. That ISIS is more than just territorial control. It is the idea of worldwide domination based on their interpretation. I want to emphasize that. Their interpretation of Sharia law that has to be adhered to. If you look, if I may add this, at what is happening in Syrian camps where female foreign fighters are being held, already groups are starting to form with some women enforcing Islamic State ideology on other women that wants to get out. Because of that, a South African woman has passed away. Because of that, her kids are stuck in one of those camps. And those kids are being exposed. And those kids are the innocent bystanders that get sucked in. And sadly, our government has ignored my calls to bring those kids back as quickly as possible. And I can bring them back tomorrow. Their grandparents are willing to take them back. Why are we allowing ISIS to bring people together and create the ideal environment to spread their ideology? I don't understand it.
Yeah. They should lose their citizenship. All right, Jasmine, I'm sure that this is not the last time we're going to speak to you. We're probably going to be speaking to you more frequently just to help us get our head around it. I'm not sure what we can do about terrorism, even if we do understand it. Are there ways that we can protect ourselves against terrorism?
I couldn't hear the question quite clearly. If you may repeat that, please.
All right. Jasmine, I'm actually going to let you go, and we're going to speak to you again, I have no doubt. Have a wonderful
day. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
Apologies to your listeners.
No problem.